My name is Niama El Harak. I was born in Morocco in November 1971 in Fkiban Saleh city. I have three sisters and two brothers. My oldest sister is Bushra. I am the second one, Niama. My third one is Huda. And the last one is Nora. And I have two brothers, Yasami and Amin. The city I grew up was Kibin Saleh. And it was a small city. Now that I went back to visit after years, it's getting very big now, and it's not the same anymore. Now there are a lot of buildings, new faces. It used to be like a poor city. Now it's very, very rich. The kids have grown, they got jobs, they went overseas. I can't believe it.
It's a very family-oriented country.
For Muslims, we believe only in one God. God, and we believe in Muhammad is his messenger and his prophet. We have only one God, we believe in one God. Only God but God. And actually, the thing that makes you Muslim is you have to have that belief. You have to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Like, I believe in God, and only God, and Muhammad is his messenger. What makes you Muslim? That's the major in Islamic faith. Morocco is a Muslim country. So for Muslims, we have two holidays. The sacrifice holiday and Eid al-Fitr, the one that comes after Ramadan. So we have two holidays, one called Eid al-Adha and the other one called Eid al-Fitr. After Ramadan, the breakfast is huge. Like we make cookies, we make all kind of breads. And after we come from prayer, we come, you know, we break our fast and we eat. It's like just anything you like. All Moroccan food is special. And mainly it's meat and chicken and pastilla, like chicken pie and couscous. Everything is like nice. For Eid al-Adha, after we slaughter the sheep, we have to eat some of it. We have to eat some. We do like barbecue or cook it or something in Eid al-Adha. But we usually prepare cookies 4 days before and sweets and tea. Tea is very special for Moroccans. You are eating during Ramadan. It's not like you are not eating. You are just eating at different time. From sunrise to sunset, you stop eating. And you eat. It's just a time change. You do it for the sake of God. Like you want to see how other people suffer, the people who don't have food. And you want to see his blessing, like you have everything. In Morocco, a long time ago, some people still respect that. So if you go like in a Moroccan house as a guest, hospitality means a lot to Moroccan. You have to drink tea in their house. You have to eat in their house. I mean, it's very important. My husband, his name is Ali. He came here to the United States as a student, and he finished his degree, became a computer engineer. He went back home, and he wants to get married, and we met each other. We talked, then we decided to get married, and after a while, I came back here to the United States. He's from Morocco, too. You come from another country to another country, of course you are going to have, everything is different. So it was not easy to see all the fast speed, you know, the language, the culture, how people act and talk. It was different. It was very challenging to adjust and to live here. I thought I would never make it. You work hard, and you be a good role model, represent your country well, you know. You don't have to go somewhere because we, the people who immigrate, are ambassadors for other countries. We represent that country. So we have to be a good examples.